tag removed and get in the head coaching position. What did that announcement mean to you?
Just the support that the AD and Henderson has and President William has for what our coaches and our players are doing. And it was exciting, for those guys to know that, I'll be back for next season. And again, just go to work. I mean, I think that's the thing. I don't think we thought, anything much more than, hey, great, but we still have work to do.
Let's talk a little bit about the game. 59-17 win on the road at North Carolina A&T. The game couldn't have started much worse. You turned the ball over a couple times. You're down 14-0, 4 minutes in on the road on somebody's homecoming. How's your team able to bounce back?
Just the things that we talk about, during the week. We talked about playing for each other. The way that we understand that, we're going to take their best shot at the beginning. We understood that. Of course, you never want to give a team a 14-point spread right at the beginning. But, our guys didn't panic. Our guys, felt confident that, we were just going to, settle down and get ourselves ready to play. And that's what we did. There was no panic from the coaches, no panic from the players on the sideline. We said, hey, come on now, let's go. We knew we had a bye week. You got to kind of knock some of the rust off of it. You can't do that. But I was proud to see how our guys, fought back right after those two plays happened, and then got ourselves rolling.
First question this afternoon from Tiffany Williams. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Good afternoon, Coach. Thank you, Rob. Congratulations on the win. And can you talk to me a little bit about, first of all, first Malcolm Mays?
Again, Malcolm is a great quarterback for us. He brings energy. He brings a skill set that we're excited about, and so. Again, got people ask every week. We have two starting quarterbacks, and he had the opportunity to start this week, and he went out and did some great things. But we also have Chris as well, and he performed as well also.
If I can just follow up, if you can just talk about Jaquan Snipes.
Snipes is, man, I'm proud of him. He's been a part of this running back group ever since we got here in 2020, and he just keeps getting better and better and improving. And I'm just happy for him, especially him being his senior year, that he's always been right there on the heels of playing. Just some guys had stepped up in the previous years and just played a little bit better, but he stayed the course, and you can see that it's starting to pay off for him.
What do you think some of the greatest assets are that he brings to this game for you guys?
He's been in this program. He knows the system. He's gotten stronger. He understands, what his strengths and weaknesses are. He has ability to slice, to get through holes that are a little different. He's always kind of had that ability to kind of slither through small cracks, and I just now he's just playing with a lot more confidence with himself.
All right, thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yep.
Thank you.
Next question from Sean Robertson. Go ahead, Sean.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach. Good to see you.
Yes.
Congrats on having the interim tag pulled off
I
this past
appreciate
week.
that.
I want to get your thoughts on that about last week before the ANT game, getting the news and having that press conference that you are the full-time head coach at Hampton University this year.
And again, it just, I'm pleased that they've seen the hard work that our coaches have done, the hard work that our players have shown. And I think that's what it is. It's not really me. It's just them seeing, what we're accomplishing as a staff and as a program, that lets me know that, they see what we're doing here, and they're happy to see, the moves that we're making, the progress that we're making. But I'm still I'm still interviewing. That's the process in my mind. How I'm approaching this thing is, we're going to go through the end of this season. Again, it's great. It helps in recruiting. That the guys know, hey, he's going to be here. The guys that are already here on this team, again, because at times they may be thinking, what should I do? Especially if you're a young guy, is he going to be around or not? So it solidifies that I'm going to be around. It gives some ease for them so that they can just go out and play and not have to think about, their future as far as, is he going to be here? Do I need to get in the transfer portal? Because if somebody else and comes with a different system, again, for our coaching staff, same things gives them some security that, hey, coach is going to be back. They don't have to be in their rooms looking at their resumes and trying to and just focus on game planning. And so, I'm just happy for those guys that we can really lock in. And I think that's what you saw Saturday, that now that that interim tag was taken off, that hey, they're going to be around, I'm going to be around. And so now they're 100%. They might have been 90% before locked in. Now they're 100% locked in.
Did you get the sense, I guess, maybe that a weight was lifted not off, not only off your shoulders, but also off the team, and not have to really worry about, will he be back? Will he not be back? Things of that nature.
Oh, of
But
course. Of course. I think that was, I think, again, in the back of their minds, I know, again, we treated this thing, no one really talked about the interim tag, but I'm sure in some of their minds, they got to think, what happens at the end of this season? Do I need to have my videos ready and all that stuff and things like that? And even as coaches, what are we doing? What's the plan after this? And so now once that tag was removed, I think it was a kind of a sigh of like, okay, it's off. He's going to be here. Let's hunker down and finish this thing off like we know we can.
thanks, Coach. Looking forward to calling your game Saturday.
Thanks. Yes, good. I can't wait to see you.
All right.
Trent, you talked about Jaquan a little bit, but 231 yards rushing in that game. But the thing that jumped out at me, you didn't have a single person have more than 8 carries in that game. So you really spread it around. Just talk about the depth that you've developed at that running back spot.
We've always felt like we've had that. To keep our guys fresh. And again, in this league, and even in just football period, I mean, you have to have three running backs nowadays to kind of get you through this thing because guys get banged up, things happen. And so for us to be able to have three running backs, Sharp, Shepherd, sorry, Shepherd had a good game, Tymir, Snipes, Elijah. I really think, and they all come with a little different skill set. You have to be prepared for maybe four guys, three guys, four guys at that running back position, and they stay fresh. And so that's the thing that you have to be prepared for as we start to get into 8 play drives, 9 play drives, 10 play drives. You may see three different tailbacks in that span, and so you have to be prepared to. Man, here comes another fresh pair of legs.
Defensively, you guys only allow, after that tough start, only 3 points the rest of the way. What were you able to do so well?
I thought our guys played well. Our front really was able to get some one-on-one situations and take advantage of it. Our defense did a great job of the disguising coverages and giving different pitchers. And so, and then we asked a couple new wrinkles. Of some simulated pressure and pressure. So that time off was good for us. And plus it gave us a chance to really find out, what our guys are really good at, what their strong suits are. And we kind of game plan to utilize, what our strengths and weaknesses were on the defensive side.
Before I let you go, Elon, for homecoming at Hampton on Saturday, what are some of the challenges that Elon presents for you?
Man, Tony is a great coach. All three phases, they play well. They've got, Chandler, the wide receiver who took two kickoffs back. So not only is he a great wide receiver, he's a great returner. So you got to be aware of that. You know, they've got their TJ running backs. They got two running backs. TJ had a great game. You know, they have a another receiver, I think, in Dalton, number one, who can make plays for them. You know, they have a two quarterback system that they've used. You know, defensively, they're stout. You know, they've only given up, I think, 23 points a game. You know, they make it tough for you to run the football. And so if they can get you one dimensional, now they really can pin their ears back and go. You know, and then special teams wise, you know, they got one of the top field goal kickers out there. Their punter is a great punter. They've ran some fakes. So, you know, they're all around, you know, they're a good team. I know the record, don't let the record fool you. They're a gritty team. They're going to be ready to play. We're going to have to step up this week and get ready for another great CAA opponent.
All right, Trent, thanks so much for the time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking to you next week.